This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Welcome, welcome. Yes, you're stuck with Joe Beamer for another day, and you know Brian's hearing's better than mine, so I've got to always adjust, and that's stuff I should do before we're on the air, Tanner, but we were too busy talking. It's Joe Beamer. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about. As you heard in the preview with David, we're going to talk about some local issues. We might continue on some stuff we talked about yesterday, and the book everyone's waiting for came out today. Obviously, we're talking about the Jake Tapper book, and we'll dig into that as well. I've read the first two in the series, not all by the same artist. We'll get to that. But we're talking about Buffalo. We talked a lot about Buffalo yesterday, and I'm so proud of that. And thank you, everyone who called in, texted in, and thanks for the kind emails after the show. Always greatly appreciated. But who knows Buffalo better than Yelp? And Brandon Galligan is here with Yelp. Brandon, it's been a while. Thank you so much.
Beamer, it's great to be back in the studio here.
Well, I'm glad to have you in the studio. You know, so many people try to avoid the studio. You know, we have Zoom now for guests, so it sounds like, and you're right here. I love it.
You just gotta go all in when you go to the studio. When you're gonna be on the show, you show up, you do it, and it's always better that way.
Love it, love it. Now, it's been a while, so tell us, getting into summer, what have the events been like? What's this? What should we call this? The lead up to summer. What's it been like for you guys?
Yeah, I would say the weather definitely is the lead up to summer here. Yes. It's 50 degrees today, so 55. You know, it's not that summer weather that we're hoping for mid-May, but we're hoping to get there, and we're going to try to help bring a little bit of the fun and a little bit of the heat with that, with some of our events. Right now, we're actually in an event series called Mocktail Mayhem for Yelp Buffalo. It's kind of like a celebration of Buffalo's best non-alcoholic sips. All with right. Memorial Day weekend coming up, 4th of July, all those summer holidays. We wanted to give people a toolkit to say, hey, you know what? Trying to lose a little bit of weight. Maybe I'm trying to be a little bit healthier, not drink as much. Yeah. Here's some kind of good options that you guys can go to and visit and even try at home too. So we've teamed up with Hartman's, Casa Azul, Cup of Community in Williamsville. They all have different free mocktail tastings that we're doing. And it's a great way to just try something new.
Every time I walk by Hartman's, it just seems like there's always a party going on in there.
It's always a party there. Right? Oh, we were there on Sunday, and Sunday was another party. There was a bike race happening in front, which was insane. And then everybody inside. Sunday was a little bit colder, so most of the people were inside, but still a party nonetheless. People were brunching. People were having a great time.
Beautiful, beautiful. And there's that taco stand down from Hartman's. You know where I'm talking about?
I do. More towards the city almost.
Yeah, I don't know if it's open yet, but it's a summertime taco stand right on the water there.
Yeah.
Great. I was like, we were one of their last customers before they closed down for the summer. I can't remember if that was, or the winter. No, I can't remember if that was 2 years ago or 3 years ago. Nonetheless, great little spot. I love stuff like that. So the mocktails, what's the best mocktail you've had? If you want to call one out.
As of right now, Hartman's is leading the way here. We had a strawberry blonde mocktail there. It was strawberry puree, cranberry juice, lime juice, and ginger beer. And it was a nice like sweet, and then at the end you get hit with that lime with that little bit of tart. And it was like a nice little like, okay, cool. It's refreshing, and it also, you know, kind of like refreshes the thirst and everything.
And you can hop in the car afterwards.
Absolutely. And you can still go home and no problems.
Yeah, that's the best.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's May. And as you said, Memorial Day weekend. That's the unofficial start to summer. What do you guys have lined up in these early weeks of summer?
Yeah, absolutely. So Buffalo is actually a big, as we know with the upcoming feature film, Buffalo's a big filming city now. You know,
right.
Like we've got a lot of movies coming in here.
Shout out Tim Clark.
Yeah, absolutely. So in June, we're actually going to preview. There's a 48-hour film festival that a lot of people do. It's hosted right here in Buffalo. It happens all over the world, but there's a very big group of people that do it in Buffalo. So in June, we're going to have an event. It's almost like a little teaser for that, where we'll have different past projects and things like that, different directors coming in. People can talk to that. That's going to be at the cinema screening room over here at the old mall. So
that place is still going. Nice.
It's still going.
A great little spot.
It's a great little spot. The concessions there, you can get a beer for like $4. You can get popcorn for like $2, a stuffed pretzel. Like it's like pre-pandemic prices in there. It's amazing. Good. I love it.
My buddy's father's 80th birthday was there pre-pandemic and it was a great time. Great little spot.
Absolutely. And then after that, the following week, we're going to be doing, Buffalo Cake Pops. Have you ever had a homemade Buffalo cake pop before?
I you know what? I'm embarrassed to say I've not had a homemade cake. I've had a cake pop.
Cake pop.
Not homemade.
Everybody loves them from, you know, that big coffee chain.
That one.
We've got them. Yeah, that one we don't want to, you know,
right.
talk about. But we've got a local business. It's called Buffalo Cake Pops. We're going to go in. We're going to decorate some cake pops, learn how to make cake pops. And then, you know, people are going to be able to enjoy. So it's a nice little, like, if you got a sweet tooth, that's the one you want to go to.
For sure.
Another big one that we're doing, Yelp is going to team up with WNY for Tastic. The Bills and Sabres, last year we did a pet adoption with them. We're going to continue rolling that through this year, and we're going to have that right down at the arena again this year. Huge opportunity to go and adopt a dog or cat. And I think last year we had Tyler Bass and Khalil Shakir show up.
Nice.
So it was a nice little like, hey, you know what? They're big in the community when it comes to animal adoptions. They're there supporting, and it's a good time to just, you know, walk around KeyBank Center there for a little bit too and, you know, have some fun.
You love seeing the athletes actually, you know, in the community in the off season, right? And reaching out. You know, you talked about the movies and the big Hallmark movie that everyone's talking about.
Absolutely.
Tony Danza. I brought up Angels in the Outfield last night. You know,
great movie.
Yeah.
Great movie.
Tony Danza goes in there, close it out. But as you said, more movies are coming here. I had a great conversation with Tim Clark when they were filming it was either Hallmark or GAC movie at the SPCA.
Yes.
And my wife and I went, and you know, we watch those movies all year round, not just Christmas time. And we went to the filming of it, and he was telling me about, you know, the interest in Buffalo. And as you know, right after that, Mario Lopez was in town.
Absolutely.
To film one. I mean, all this outside attention on Western New York, what do you see as the effects of it? I mean, obviously, it's a lot of positive spotlight in a time where people can easily find the negatives.
Absolutely. I think, you know, it speaks a lot to the community here. Like, we're very welcoming, a very friendly community. And also, like, bringing in all of these stars and bringing in all these casts that are coming in for this movie, it just highlights how great our food scene is. It highlights how great our businesses are. We have that aesthetic in Buffalo. You know, if you look at Main Street in East Aurora, there's probably 6 or 7 Hallmark movies that all have been filmed on Main Street in East Aurora. But then at the end of the day, when they're done filming, they're going in and they're eating at those local places. They're stopping into Vidler's, you know, they're checking out all of these little places. And to have some of like Hollywood's, you know, maybe elite, maybe they're, you know, A, B, C tier, whatever you want to call them, coming into Buffalo and kind of giving us a little shout out and giving us a little buzz, I think it just keeps putting us up. I mean, the housing market's up. Everything's up for us here. Like, we're a hot place to be, and I think this summer is going to be a lot of fun.
You know, we're the Hallmark Christmas movie capital. There's nothing wrong with it. Like you said,
absolutely.
It brings business in. It brings people in. Have you seen the GAC movie where the guy's calling from the rink, and it's at KeyBank Center, and you can see the old Sabres scoreboard behind him?
Really?
With the Sabre logo.
I'm going to have to double check that now.
It's in the pictures are on my phone. I will send you one of the pictures.
Absolutely.
It's so funny. I'm just sitting there, you know, because like I said, my wife and I, if it's Christmas time and the Sabres or Bills aren't playing, that or Virginia Tech, that's what's on the TV. And I just noticed, I go, is that the Sabres logo? And then they go to another rink, and they're at the Northtown Center. And you can see the Northtown Inn they're walking onto the thing. It's really it's actually fun to kind of do a scavenger hunt while they're, you know, in Western New York.
Absolutely.
You talk about the food scene. This is what we always get to. What are the kind of places, the kind of foods that you see more popular as the summer gets warmer?
Yeah, you know, you obviously want to see those ice cream shops, those burger stands, taco stands, you know, the fun stuff like that. Like, all of that seasonal stuff comes out. Food trucks are coming back out. Like, this is probably, like, the first week where I'd say the majority of food trucks are getting back on the road.
Oh, good.
This week and last week, with the weather starting to turn, everybody's trying to, you know, get back out. So those food trucks down in Niagara Square, the food trucks at Larkinville, like, those kind of festivals are going to be great coming up here in the next couple of weeks. They actually do it at Samuel's Grand Manor, too. They started that last summer. So they kind of have you wherever you are. There's a food truck scene near you. A lot of the cool places that I would say, there's a place called Shady Shack. They do burgers. They do hot dogs. It's like all of that grill food that you'd want to have in your backyard.
The smells of summer.
They make it for you. So it's like no apron necessary.
The food trucks, you know, you have your established food trucks that we all know and love. But are we seeing any new ones get on the scene and, get popular pretty quick?
Absolutely. I think there's a few that, you know, I would just shout out and I would say, in the last couple of years, Edgy Veggie is the first vegan food truck in Western New York. So if you're looking to, again, be a little bit healthier with some of your options, maybe instead of grabbing another burger, you go and say, hey, we're going to grab something, you know, a little bit healthier on the side for us. They've definitely gotten a little bit popular. I mean, you've got your staples. You've got your Lloyd. You've got your Cheesy Chick. There's so many food trucks that are popping up that I wouldn't do justice by trying to name a whole bunch more. But
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Every time you go to a food truck rally, it seems like there's a new one there, and it's just, hey, let's give it a shot.
I like seeing sometimes you'll see them parked outside the Bills after a Bills game.
Absolutely.
You mentioned Lloyd's and Cheesy Chick, and it's just amazing how they turned what was just a food truck into a Lloyd's. It turned it into Ford food trucks and two restaurants, but into these very successful restaurants. You know, I mean, you drive by, they're on the same street now, Cheesy Chick and Lloyd's, and I mean, the parking lots are crazy. In the meantime, they also have a truck out at an event. I mean, they're really just kicking, you know what?
Exactly. And I know from going in there and talking to the owners, like, they're like, as soon as the weather turns, they are busy on that truck. They're busy in the brick and mortar that they have too. Lloyd opening up a new location. It's insane how you could go from just having a truck, turning it into almost a little bit of your own empire.
Yeah.
And, you know, having some fun with it.
I believe they were featured on CNBC, if I'm not mistaken.
That was
a while ago. I want to get to you. So yesterday we were talking about downtown Buffalo, and you know you're all about the Buffalo businesses, and you know a lot more about the stuff than I do. It's sad when you hear of popular places like Tutant. I mean, I never remember walking into Tutant when it wasn't packed. You know what I mean? I never walked in there and didn't have to wait for a table. So you see that, and it makes you question. Like I said yesterday, we talked about, is downtown Buffalo hopeless? That was the question that we posed.
Wow. Okay.
And you know, for someone like me, I love this area, and I think you need, I've always heard, there's no Amherst without Buffalo. There's no Orchard Park without Buffalo. And I think for the city, you need a strong downtown, and then you will see the effects of that throughout the city of Buffalo. How do you see stuff like that when you hear these restaurants closing that I'm sure you had a relationship with?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Tutant, like, every time I go in there, you either need a reservation or you're waiting 45 minutes for a table
exactly.
at least.
And, you know? And it takes a while to get that drink that you're waiting at the table for.
Absolutely. So it's for me, hearing some of those businesses downtown that were closing up, very sad to hear. And it's also, like, for me, I'm Buffalo through and through. You know, I'm, you know, hoping to be a champion for this city for the rest of my life here. But when I look at downtown and I look at how things have progressed since, you know, 2020 and the move to more remote work and things like that, you have less and less people going into downtown to go into office buildings. That means you have less and less people coming out to go to lunch places or to go to dinner after work and things like that. So some of those businesses, I think, downtown are struggling a little bit with, like, how do we bring more people back into downtown after they're either already home, or if they're home the whole day, how do we get them downtown to have some fun? You know, you look at the canal side revitalization projects that they're doing, exploring more and things like that. I think you're getting traffic downtown. I think you just need to kind of, it's tough with, you know, half of our year is either really good weather or really bad weather. So you have to kind of plan for, hey, if we're going to have really bad weather, what can we do to have people still make it downtown? You know, that public transit aspect of it. We've talked about that for years when we've talked about where the Bills new stadium was going to be back 10 years ago, or yeah, how we're going to do things after they got rid of the Odd and they built Marine Midland. Like, you know, how is that public transit getting more people in? And then how are we supporting those businesses down there? I know I'm working with a business in July, the Flaming Fish, another food truck, has a brick and mortar. We're going to have some dinner there in July. And I think, you know, that's a perfect example. It's right on Main. Now you can drive your car on Main Street right in front of a subway car. Like, yeah, you know, how cool is that? It's also terrifying when you're doing it. But yeah. How cool is that we can finally do that? And there's that whole nice little strip where you have, you know, Flaming Fish. You have Masuda Chow's. You have Hatchets and Hops. All of that stuff right there on that little spot of Main.
Yeah.
Could be huge.
So, you know, because that goes back on something I said yesterday. So you are seeing, or businesses are seeing, the benefits of reopening Main Street. Because sometimes I mock, you know, blaming the train for closing. But instead of bringing retail back, it's bringing back some of these, it's bringing some of these popular restaurants and popular businesses onto Main Street.
Yeah, I believe so. I believe that, you know, by reopening Main, it gave the opportunity for people to, you know, when you go to another city and you're walking down in their actual city and not in a suburb, you know, there's retail, there's food, there's everything kind of in there. I think Buffalo's slowly regrowing back into that. I think we need that little bit of a boost to get everybody kind of on that thing, whether it's, hey, let's have a block party downtown and we'll shut down the street and everybody can, you know, do free
taste
samples.
Of Buffalo.
Taste of Buffalo, exactly. let's focus Taste of Buffalo even in a newer spot so we can grab, you know, more people from those restaurants and, like, have a little bit of fun. The theater district is always alive because everybody's going to Shea's.
Yes. Yep.
So all of those restaurants there, they all have their Shea's schedule and they all know, hey, these are the nights we're going to be busy. But when Shea's isn't there, then they know, hey, you know, we've got to plan ahead because we're not going to have as much business without Shea's.
One of the other things, and I know you and I have talked about this, you know, sadly, we just always go back to 2020. I mean, that kind of seems to be a sticking point. And, you know, I've had a few conversations with Councilmember Nowakowski and just how it seems that, you know, the younger generation, which this is crazy for you and I to talk about, the younger generation doesn't go out like you and I do, and like you and I did when we were that age. Yes. Yes, of course.
Before the wives and the kids.
Yes, yes. So that keeps you in the house a little longer. But people aren't going out as much. And I think that's, you know, obviously the focus is on the younger generation because you talk about Chippewa, that's the younger generation.
Yeah.
But I think all of us, I think we can all admit that we got a little comfortable sitting at home. And, you know, as someone who, as a part-time job, goes and delivers food, I've seen these, you know, classic sit-down restaurants. The tables are empty, but the shelf is full of takeout. Are you seeing a trend away from that? Obviously, you have events and people are going to these events.
Right.
Are you seeing a trend back to filling places up, getting out of the house, wanting to be out?
I think there is a trend that's slowly starting to get back to that. I think, you know, the people of our generation are definitely pushing that a little bit more. Like, did I like being able to sit home, you know, most of the time and, you know, not have to worry about going out all the time? Sure. Did it free up my schedule? Great. But then you get that cabin fever a little bit, and you're like, you know, I want to go out and I want to check out this new place. I actually just found out a place, the Cheektowaga Country Club. Not a real country club.
I was gonna say,
as far as
sounds a little
golf.
Too rich for my blood.
not a real golf country club, but it's a business that is kind of like a fun version of a country club, I think. And you know, it's stuff like that. Like you see these on Instagram and TikTok now, where you go, oh, that's a place I got to go check out. And then I think that's what's getting people, you know, in our generation, maybe a little bit older, off the couch, out of the house to go check it out. Younger generation, I'm hoping that's pushing.
Yeah.
But I think like by hosting these events and getting people out there, like everything in May is open to anybody on Yelp. You can go to yelp.com/events. You can RSVP for any event in May. We have the community calendar that does everything for June, July, August, and everything coming up. So you can go to any of those events and hit RSVP. And as long as you get the email, you're invited. You come on in, and it's a good way to get out of the house, try something new, and then also, you know, see the new versions of Buffalo that maybe you haven't seen before, because some of those businesses that have turned over since 2020 have turned into some really great things,
right?
And people don't know about it because they're still like, oh, that's the old this or that's the old that. You know, we want to make sure that, no, this is the new.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Find the new businesses and be reminded of the ones you might have forgotten.
Absolutely.
All right. So that's my next question. How do you RSVP? How do you get the event schedule? You know, summer's coming up. People are trying to plan those dates. How do we find out what's going on and get signed up for what's going on?
Absolutely. So the easiest way to do that, yelp.com/events. It'll bring you up to the Buffalo webpage. It'll have all the events coming up into the community. You can go right on there. It's pretty easy. You just click on the event. You go hit RSVP on the side. It'll say, hey, cool. Do you want a guest? Anything like that. You put all that in. I get the email. I make the guest list, and I make sure that, hey, everybody's having a good time. Everybody's having fun. We'll get everything ready to go. The dates, we've got, I think, 4 or 5 things happening in June. We've got
nice.
3 or 4 things happening in July. August, we have stuff in the works. So we've got stuff planned for the whole rest of the summer here. It's just, hey, everything's going to get posted here in the next couple of weeks. Just bear with us and, you know, find something that interests you. I mean, we've got, I know we were talking about mocktails before. We're going to the Bicycle Bottle Shop. It's over on Lexington, right off Elmwood there.
All right.
That is a bike store. It's a non-alcoholic bottle shop. So again, focusing on that healthiness, aspect, like if you're doing a slow roll or anything like that, you're probably already familiar with the Bicycle Bottle Shop, but it's a nice little spot, that grab a drink, just relax, maybe just like, take a breather, take a nice walk through Elmwood Village, whatever you got to do. Another big thing that we're doing that's huge is we're doing a Women in Food Festival in June. That's going to be at down in Eden. We're going to do that there. We're going to have women chefs from different restaurants in Buffalo, women business owners and things like that. Everything women-owned, and that's going to be right there. Free samples, free demonstrations, free tastings, all that fun stuff. It's going to be right there. I've got 50 tickets to give away for that.
Oh, nice.
So
all right.
We got to go down there, and we got to sell that out here, and then there's plenty of tickets available online for that as well. But, you know, if you're interested in any of this, yelp.com/events, that's where you're going to go to look for it. And, again, we're trying to be healthy, but we're also trying to have fun. We've got, like, a bar event coming up. We're going to have a bar class, which, by the way, got to preface this. It's not a bartending class. All right.
Okay.
Bar is a workout I've learned. It's not, hey, we're going to the bar. We're going to grab some drinks. It's, hey, we're going to go to the bar and work out a little bit.
I thought you were going to show me how to make an Alabama slammer.
You know, I thought about it, but, no. So we're going to a nice little bar exercise class, and it's right next to Imperial Pizza on Main Street in Buffalo.
Nice.
So, hey, you go exercise and then you treat yourself afterwards saying, hey, it's all about balance in life.
That's the way to do it.
It's all about balance.
Especially in the summer.
Especially in the summer.
You got to have a good time and you want to find the events. Yelp is the place to look. Brandon, always great catching up with you, man.
Always great being here, Beamer.
All right. When we come back, there's a lot to get to and we'll get to it after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Mother's Day. Whether that's a massage gun for an at-home spa day, or new shoes for her favorite salsa class, or gifts like a biker helmet to unleash her inner daredevil. From hot stones to helmets, shop everything for Mother's Day on Amazon.